Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are having a good time.
It's
February 1st. Anita's floored that it's February.
I am.
So Anita Nelson here from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden.
I'm amazed that it's the 20th year of the year 2000 already.
It is very amazing. I remember when the Y2K was a thing.
I remember that too.
And it's like somebody said, oh, but in 2020, you're like, yeah, okay.
That's never going to happen.
Right.
And it's here.
It is here. Well, we are here also. So this is a show. We talk gardening. We're a gardening show. If you're tuning in for the first time, we're glad you're here. We love answering gardening questions. And, 713-572-4610 is how we do that. We trust we can answer your gardening question. Both of us have learned a lot, you know.
From each other and from all the others in our co-op.
Mm-hmm. And when she mentions the others in the co-op,
yes,
we have collected this super team of experts all over the Houston area, and what they do is they know about gardening. And so I'll just tell you where those experts came from. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood. Plants for All Seasons up 249 just past Louetta. Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens kind of down there, bookending Sugarland, Richmond area. And then, last but of course not least,
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
So no apostrophe.
No apostrophe, yeah.
Just there you go. That's
yes,
you.
That's me.
Great place out there in Katy. So, tell us right where it is.
We're on the west side of Houston, on the north side of I-10, almost catty corner across the street from Rhodes Stadium. So anybody with kids in high school has been to Rhodes Stadium. So there we are.
When there's a new popular landmark about three-quarters of a mile down the
street. Another stadium. Yeah, two stadiums, one right after the other in Katy.
I was thinking of the In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I went and got a hamburger there yesterday for the first time.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because the line was only 10 cars long.
I see, yeah. A lot of times when you turn off of I-10 onto the road, the In-N-Out Burger's line blocks the traffic.
But the burger was very, very good.
But if you're heading In-N-Out Burger and you're looking for a positive experience that doesn't have to do with your mouth, head on over to Nelson Nursery. It'll engage all the other senses. So beautiful spot.
Everyone, sight, sound, everything.
So, what we like to do is, this first kind of stretch of time, we'll talk about what's on our mind. Mm-hmm. We do love answering your gardening questions, and we can get you on real quick. That number, 713-572-4610. But that's not the only way we answer gardening questions. Is it, Anita?
No, we get questions online.
That's right. We have a website, an amazing website, actually, homeshowgardenpros.com. On there are tons of tip videos. So if you're like looking for tips but aren't a big reading person or don't want to print something out, videos are there. They feature our pros, and there's a ton of content on there. Also on there is the Listen Now button.
Which is great, because if you're not listening now, which you wouldn't know that because you're not listening, you can listen to us anytime for the rest of the week by pushing that button.
Yep, and your friends are like, oh, I love that show you're talking about, Bill. But I can't, be in the Houston area. You can be like, Bill, you can be like, well, Ted, just hit the Listen Now button.
That's
piece of
right.
cake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, that's how we do it. That's how we do. Lastly, on the website, there's an Ask a Pro button. And the beginning of the next segment, we always answer an email question every single week. And this week will be no exception.
I'm ready to be stumped. I hope not.
Oh, it's interesting you say stumped, because it is a tree
really?
Question. Yeah, it is a tree question. So, well, awesome stuff. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and we'll be right back.
Winter in Houston means spring gardening is right around the corner. Hello, friends. Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Now's the time to prep your vegetable gardens and flower beds for spring. Start by adding soil amendments, including compost, manure, and mulches from quality suppliers like Nature's Way Resources, Landscaper's Pride, and The Ground Up. At Southwest Fertilizer, we got everything you need to be ready for spring. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Every home has a few whoops. See where I missed that nail hanging a picture? Whoops. See where the doorknob pushed through the sheetrock? Me again. Whoops. I'm done with whoops. I'm calling Rudy's Quality Painting again. Rudy's professional crews repair my every whoops and repaints any color I choose. They'll fix my cabinet whoops too. Got whoops? Give them to Rudy. Rudy'sQualityPainting.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Southwest Fertilizer. Quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
And we are back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. As before mentioned, this is a show about gardening. Our roots run deep. You found us. We love gardening in beds. You know, there's a lot of jokes we can make about gardening, a lot of catchphrases we can have. So, but we're here to talk gardening to you. So we got this Ask a Pro button on our website, which is homeshowgardenpros.com. Again, so many helpful videos on there. So many, so many. So Anita's ready for the question. Anita Nelson here with me now. Uh-huh. She's ready for Ken's question. Ken asks, it's kind of a long question. Ken asks, I'm having root problems with this oak tree in my front yard. I bought the house in 2006 when it was still a small tree with guide stakes. Now the root system is causing water not to drain from front yard sidewalk and also damaging my sidewalk. The diameter of the tree is about 3 feet. Trying to figure out if I can prune the roots or who could I call to take care of it.
I'm stumped on that one.
Stumped again. You with the stump jokes.
Well, I just don't like to disturb roots on trees.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and then, of course, maybe the roots have risen up to the point where they're blocking the flow of water. So, oh, my gosh,
you know,
what do you do?
That's an interesting point that you say the roots have risen.
Mm-hmm.
But do roots really rise?
No.
So what's really happening there to Ken's roots? Like, why are they higher than the soil level?
Probably compaction.
Okay.
And I would compost around there, but still that doesn't address the drainage problem that he's got.
Well, I wonder if adding some compost to the space or even re-leveling it back to the root. Because, Ken, if you're listening, your soil has dropped. Your soil level is lower than it used to be. Because of compaction. I mean, all of us are still – very few people dealt with the soil compaction in Harvey, and we're going to keep seeing tree problems, lawn problems, plant problems because of it. But also there's erosion. There's compaction just from use. And so when it comes down to it, you need to kind of re-innervate, re-aerate that soil. So I wonder, though, once he gives some poof to his soil, if you will, some tilth, not by tilling but by composting
–
you think he's going to – I mean, maybe he wouldn't have the drainage because the soil would be more porous.
That and direct the drainage around the tree if at all possible and avoid going anywhere near the roots.
We got some pictures here. And it does look like a classic case of you got a surface root where the soil around it's been compacted.
Yeah.
Lawn up to the base of the tree except for a tiny little bed. My best advice, if you've got a big old tree – Let the bed around the trunk be bigger than just 3 feet.
Absolutely. Celebrate those roots. They're attractive and beautiful in my estimation. Why not build the bed out to around those roots, make kind of a star-shaped bed?
Yeah, and that's the way you're going to raise up the soil again, and you won't have the root problem. So if you're out there and you have high roots, you feel like your roots have come up, well, we got to tell you, roots that are high – are coming up aren't really rising. The soil's going lower. Also, usually that points to a situation where all of the nutrients you've got in your soil are right at the top. And a lot of times that comes from, like, you know, doing fertilizers for the lawn, poor quality fertilizers for the lawn. But Anita, talking about compost is the way to go with that. So, you know, compost top dressing is something that we talk about pretty often. We describe a little bit what compost top dressing is to the layman.
Well, it's putting a quarter inch to a 16th of an inch of spreading it over a whole surface of your yard you start out by making these mounds in a geometric pattern and then just raking it in. And especially during the growing season, you won't even see it because it all sinks down in between the blades of the grass. But it just – it causes the whole – actually, I heard Sherry say that for a quarter inch of compost, it'll make your soil enrich for 1 inch down and further.
Wow.
And, of course, the more compost you add, the more life you add, especially with compost adds a lot of fungi, critters, bacteria, and all those start diving deep into the soil, adding more tilt to the soil. The soil loosens up. The plant roots penetrate deeper.
Yeah, it's kind of like a sponge.
You create more of a bigger sponge in your yard.
When you have like a dry sponge and you put a little bit of water on it.
It repels water.
Yeah, it repels water at first, but then once it soaks in, it swells up some. And then you've got a really receptacle place. Well, the compost is kind of the thing you do before you get it. And, man, it really does help. It really does help a lot. And so, Ken, that's my best advice to you is – don't try to grow your lawn straight up to the trunk of the tree. Give the tree some space that you can mulch and make about tree health, and then also do some compost.
Yeah, your tree is way more valuable in your landscape than your lawn is. And not only that, you'll have less lawn to mow.
That's true. That's true. And, you know, it can be quite beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's interesting you say that. I wonder how often people really do consider that their lawn is like – not valuable, a couple $100, and their big, awesome live oak tree or maple or red oak or sycamore is a couple thousand.
Well, and if you're live oak, red oak, sycamore, and you're not taking care of it and not treating it properly, it's a $3,000 liability to get rid of it.
Right, right.
And that's a huge hit on your budget, whereas the lawn is not going to ever cost you that much money.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a lot of friends arborist friends that are like, hey, don't talk about, you know, certain chemical fertilizers in the lawn because that provides a lot of our business recovering trees from people treating their lawn badly.
That's not a good way to think about it.
No, they're joking around.
Oh, okay.
They're joking around, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I hope our listeners and more people become aware of how that weed and feed really is harmful to the trees. And if you drive around Houston, you can – an arborist pointed out to me what a tree looks like when they've used weed and feed.
Wow.
They send out those long sprays. Have you seen them?
No.
That's a tree that's had the weed and feed has been treated on the lawn, and the tree just like throws out these long, spindly looking, drapey looking twiggy things, and you can tell, you can see it in a landscape when
that's
they've
so
used
wild.
Too much weed and feed.
That is so crazy. Yeah, it's interesting you say that. Well, that was the email question of the week. Big thanks to homeshowgardenpros.com for providing that.
Yeah.
713-572-4610 is how you get in touch with us. But, you know, just wanted to kind of like get the number out there. So as we kind of talk about this thing, I think that's so interesting, the spray thing, because a lot of times herbicide poisoning can look like a disease or two. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like there's diseases that will do that too. And I've had people be like, hey, I have anthracnose or I've got rose rosette on my rose. And you show up and it's like, oh, well, this is Roundup poisoning, glyphosate poisoning.
Yes.
Because that
– from drift from your neighbor or something
Or because they tried to spray the weeds around their roses thinking it wasn't going to affect their roses. But they thought they had rose rosette. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so it's just like an interesting deal is that –
well, I saw some of these trees do that at a place I used to go to on a weekly basis in Houston. And they sent out those weird-looking – I didn't know what it was until I learned a couple of years later. But the trees, after they did that, they completely defoliated. And it looked like they were dead, but they actually recovered. Trees are pretty tough.
They are tough. But, you know, it takes it takes years for the damage to show.
Yes.
And then it takes years for the recovery to
happen. I was amazed the trees had defoliated in the middle of the summer, but they came back. They were elms, you know, the native elms, and they did come back.
Well, that's good. That's good at least. I'm thinking about losing trees. Makes me sad. All right. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Anita Nelson here with me, 713-572-4610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros. Got some grooves going on.
I thought at first that was Hall & Oates, but it's not. It's...
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but yeah. It's nice. 713-572-4610. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, if you're like considering to ask a question, that somebody else has your question.
Yes, they do, and you'll learn from it. Even if it isn't your question, it answers sometimes another question you might have on your mind.
Yeah, you'll get some information and you'll help somebody out. So we just love doing that. We got a lot of stuff we want to cover because it is February, and man, plants have started to grow.
They are. I'm starting to see weeds come up now too.
Oh, I've had weeds come up for a long time. I've been battling those for
a
stretch. This non-winter we had was a weed that was definitely – short days, warm days, and nice wet soil. That's like weed town.
Crazy winter, yeah. But it always is a crazy winter here.
So I'm mowing again, and I need to go get today. I'm taking my lawnmower to get serviced because I didn't do it over the winter because I thought I would have more time. But I'm getting it sharpened, oil change, all that stuff. Do want to bring up a great company called Mike Ball Irrigation. As I think of lawns and think of watering and all the water we've got in the soils, Mike Ball Irrigation Landscaping and Lighting does such an incredible job with smart watering. It's kind of a new concept, but it makes a lot of sense. It's kind of like smart phones and stuff. But basically, taking a whole view of the system and saying how can we use less water and how can we make healthier plants. Because usually those are pretty synonymous, right? Because we kill so many plants in the city by overwatering them. So Mike Ball, custom water conserving systems, 30% more efficient. Pretty amazing. One of the big secrets they do is they water the plants where they need to be watered. They don't just spray it up in the air and hope it falls in the right spot. He's not afraid to use drip irrigation. That totally eliminates water runoff. So you don't lose any water if you do that. He uses smart controls. That's where let's say it rained 2 days ago and it hadn't really evaporated much because there's been cloud cover. Well, most systems would still spray. So his systems aren't going to spray because they're smart. You can actually run them from your phone, which is kind of cool too. And then they're so great about doing monthly inspections. So now is such a good time to kind of reassess your irrigation. Are you using too much water? Do you have a leak? Is your system just wasting water just because it's an old system that wasn't well thought out? I would say the answer is yes. If you have a system older than 10 years, then that's happening to you kind of right now all the time. So get out there, run your system, take a look at it. Mike Ball will be happy to come out and do an inspection, check it out to see if it needs any work. They also retrofit and repair old systems too. So we're not talking about a massive dig up of all your pipes, right? A little bit of work can get it a long way. So the results from getting Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting out to take a look at your irrigation, these are legit results, Anita. These are the real thing. Healthier plants, smaller water bills, and less work for you.
That's critical, especially the smaller water bill.
Well, I'm like the less work in my mind. It's like what's nice because, we get a lot of calls about Virginia buttonweed and dollar weed and stuff like that. And it's like, well, those are in your lawn because you're watering too much.
Yep.
It is cut and dry or cut and wet. Like, that's why they're there. So check out Mike Ball's website. Pretty awesome spot, MikeBallIrrigation.com. All right, Anita. Most people think of, when they think of, did you know that lawns are the number one irrigated crop in our country?
Doesn't surprise me.
Did you know that lawns take 50% of the water used for irrigation in our country?
That doesn't surprise me either. And yet you don't – in my neighborhood, I live out in the country, people don't put in irrigation really.
Right, right.
They're not really concerned about having their lawns look gorgeous all the time. And yet their lawns look fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they don't – in the summertime, nobody waters their lawns out in the country and the lawns get a little brown looking. But they all come back when the spring and fall, winter rains come.
Sure.
So really there's no need to – unless you're under a lot of pressure from your HOA to have your lawn look beautiful all the time.
Now, if you want it to look like perfect, pristine, it's nice to water it some.
How often? You don't water your lawn at all.
No.
And in the summertime when it gets really dry, does your lawn still look green and pretty?
Yeah.
Because of the compost, right?
Yeah. So I did some compost top dressing years ago. One year I did the equivalent of 3 treatments. Oh, I guess over a 2-year period, I did the equivalent of 3 treatments and, you know, have done some soil testing since then.
Yes.
And my roots just, you know, they go deeper. They go, you know, about 2 feet deep. And that's beyond what St. Augustine roots are supposed to be able to do. Right. So, like, the academic book on them is that they really can't go past 6-8 inches.
And that's – John Ferguson's disproved that.
His
has gone way deeper than that.
Well, I think it's just a system that's like, okay, we looked at all the St. Augustine lawns where they're all compacted. They're all overwatered or they're all treated with something that that limits the root growth. And so, yeah, I – in springtime, I'll have – I don't have clover because I don't have a lack of nitrogen.
Yes.
I don't get a lot of the deeper-rooted dandelion-type weeds because I have tilth. I don't have compacted soil. But I get things like horse herb and sorrel. These are ones that like the same type of soil.
Yeah.
But they're seasonal, and they don't really like to be mowed at 3 inches or 3.5 inches. And so I'll start mowing lower and then kind of track up as the season goes on. That also lets me get rid of thatch. Anyway.
It's interesting.
I don't find it super hard to have it. At the same time, I'll have stretches during the summers where the lawn looks wilty.
Yeah.
It doesn't look that happy. But at the same time, like, if a patch struggles, it finds resilience at night, you know?
Yes.
And there's so much dew, you know, that I really am not too worried about it.
I think irrigation's great, especially for flower beds and things like that.
Me too.
But a lawn,
veggie beds, fruit trees,
grasses have evolved to go through periods of dryness.
Right, that really is what they've done. Is they're the way they grow is to survive that way.
Yes.
But that leads us to my question for you: is what should people be doing in their lawns now? What are some steps to take at this moment?
Well, the first mowings are starting right now. I just mowed my lawn.
Yeah, it's
and I'm in the beginnings of a lawn. And I gave my first compost top dressing last year. I'm going to do another one this year. But I also was thinking about putting out the Humates Plus through that lawn. And
why are you thinking about that?
To build up the carbon in the lawn and to it's like a again to keep to get it the tilth and all that built up because it's in a really really abused area that I've started this lawn.
Gotcha.
And I also didn't put in. Cover the whole thing in Augustine grass. I put pieces of Augustine grass here and there and everywhere because I wanted to see how quickly it could take over and smother out all the other weeds. And it's taken off. It's doing great.
That's awesome. So one of the big things that you're doing in this early year, this February session, is putting down Humates Plus.
Yes.
And that's great. So carbon in the soil is good. I mean, carbon is kind of the source of the energy source for all life.
Yep. And I'm also going out there and pulling up the pigweed that's starting to come up in the lawn.
Yeah.
Because again, it was in a very, very abused area.
Yeah. And humates can do a great job of opening up clay soils. Or if you're like in a space where you have a lot of sandy soils, it's actually a good job of bonding and making connection between the sand particles. It's pretty incredible stuff how it helps to do that. And it also encourages fungal growth, which is a big deal. Well, I think that's a great idea. So if you got any lawn questions, let us know, 713-572-4610. Have you mowed your lawn? What is are you considering top dressing? Do you want some advice on that? We are happy to help. Again, 713-572-4610. Home Show Garden Pros.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
This is Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, located in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 713-572-4610.
What is on your mind? This is Home Show Garden Pros. We are talking gardening. Anita Nelson and I are exploring several topics of this fast-growing activation period. So it was cold this morning. I covered my tomatoes. Even though
I haven't even planted mine yet.
Yeah, I went a little crazy with that. So, I planted some carbon tomatoes.
What are carbon tomatoes?
They're like a bigger, they're a black tomato, so they have that kind of maroony.
Hence the name carbon.
Smokiness. Yeah, they grow. It grows. The seeds are diamonds. So you have to be really careful when you eat them because your teeth, you know, carbon. Uh-huh. And then I planted a couple big boys because I, you know, if you're going to plant the big ones, you got to give them a long season. So I just turned over buckets and covered them. So that's just what I did. That's just what I did. So 713-572-4610. Tomatoes is definitely something that Anita, I want to get into today because it is high time that we have a conversation or keep having conversations about them. And we're also answering your gardening questions. So Remy, you are on Home Show Garden Pros. Hey,
good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I wanted to ask your professional opinion. I wasn't quite sure what exactly a pre-emergent was and when it should be applied, what time throughout the year, and if there's one that you recommend.
I use cornmeal for my pre-emergent, which isn't really a very effective one, but it does help increase the fertility of the soil. I guess now would be a great time to put it down because this is when the weeds are starting to emerge. Some of them already have. So,
go to Rumi's first question about what really is a pre-emergent.
Oh, well, pre-emergent suppresses the weed seed from germinating before it actually has a chance to grow. The pre-emergent keeps it from growing. And some plants suppress other plants from germinating, and corn would be one of them, which is why some people sometimes use cornmeal to use as a pre-emergent.
So, Remy, the timing question is what weed are you trying to stop? And that really is your answer on timing because you can't really put it down every single week all year. That ends up being a problem in the soil. But if there's one weed or two weeds you're trying to stop, that could really help with if you want to use it. And I know a lot of people recommend Barricade as it. I don't use any pre-emergents because eventually my St. Augustine dominates and the weed's going to get crushed. But what weed are you really trying to get?
You know, at this general moment, I don't know exactly. I don't have anything showing at this moment. But last year, I put one down, an organic one, and it seemed to help. I didn't know if I had put it down too late or too early. But I'm going to look into Barricade and see about putting that down.
Remy, what organic one did you use?
Oh, my goodness. At this moment, it skips my mind. Yeah. My local nursery up on 2920, J&J, they were the ones consulting me. But at this moment, I don't remember.
Yeah, no worries.
Where do you trying to suppress weeds? We're assuming lawn. We're talking lawn, but is it in flower beds or where do you want to?
Yeah, flower beds. I over the seasonal, I get a lot of weeds in the flower beds, and I love and enjoy removing them, but not as much as as they yeah. come. So I was hoping to fight against it a little bit.
The best pre-emergent I have ever used in a flower bed is pine straw.
Pine straw
will even keep nut grass from coming up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons you're seeing the weeds come up is they need two things to kind of activate, and that's water and light. And so once the light hits the seed, it kind of goes into a different mode, and it starts to open up, right? And then the water's got to be there for it to make it. So this time of year, we start to get a little bit of angle light change. Light hits it. But if you can keep it covered with pine straw, and the cool thing about pine straw that's different than other mulches is the weed seeds will fall through the pine straw.
That, and it doesn't crust over like some of the other mulches do.
Yeah, it doesn't get a surface.
Start repelling water. It's light and airy. It doesn't look very that as attractive as other mulches, but it I like the way it looks, yeah. A lot of people don't. And
you you can take your weed eater
job.
And clean the edge of it, and it'll
really?
Clean a line really, really well. So, Remy, okay, instead of pre-emergent, and we're getting crazy here, we're gonna recommend that you put down compost like a quarter inch and then top it with pine straw. So, and if you need to know where to get pine straw, you can just kind of email me. And I can find out. Do you guys sell pine straw?
We sell pine straw.
So Nelson's has pine straw. Maybe your spot does up there.
Yeah,
Plants for All
Seasons has it.
Mm-hmm. Jinx.
Great. I'm going to do that. I appreciate the tip, and I love listening to y'all.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Call in more often, bud. Thanks a lot, Remy. Great question on that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that I don't even think about. Like, because my flower beds, except for where I'm growing annuals, are just they're covered. Like because they're perennials, right now there's a bunch of leaves on them because I, you know, get leaves and put it down as a mulch. But most of the time they're just plant coverage. Mm-hmm. Like I've got green mulch, if you will. So that means it's like not something I even thought about. So I'm really glad you asked that question.
Well, we have this really narrow section between the greenhouses that you can't grow anything because it needs to be able to lift and lower the plastic and all that. And it was always a weed problem.
Right, right.
And I just went in there and put down 4 inches of pine straw, and that was the end of all hassling with weeds in that spot.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. That's so great. So cool. What a great word, the many benefits of pine straw. So.
Yes.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You got to eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Feed your plants. Choose MicroLife Humates Plus Granular with the purple label. MicroLife Humates Plus is concentrated compost in a bag. Easy way to improve all soils and support all plants. Feed now and your plants will love you back in the spring. MicroLife Humates Plus Granular Fertilizer, perfect for winter feeding. Healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Before we get back to the calls, today, Andy from Fox Farms is going to be out to talk about simple steps for a healthier landscape. Andy's an enthusiastic and knowledgeable garden speaker, as well as a representative for our wonderful Fox Farm line of premium organic soils and fertilizers. She'll help you find easy ways to incorporate organic gardening techniques into your routine. Andy will be at Enchanted Forest at 10 a.m. and Enchanted Gardens at 2 p.m. Come on out and learn all you need to know about organic gardening. Our veggies and herbs are starting to emerge from the greenhouses. Come on by and see what's new on the tables. If you missed our fruit tree seminar last Saturday, don't fret. We have an outstanding selection of fruit and citrus trees. Our knowledgeable staff will be happy to answer any questions to get you growing your own fruit. Now is the best time to get your fruit trees in the ground so they get established before the heat of summer comes along. Be sure to check out myenchanted.com for our upcoming seminar schedule or sign up for our weekly email so you'll know what's happening at Enchanted Nurseries. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Greatwood, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulcher, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now we're back to Anita and Danny.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Danny and me, Anita Nelson. Call us at 713-572-4610. Our next question is on the board. Who
That's
is
right,
it?
Ralph. You are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah.
Good morning. Glad you took my call.
Hi, Ralph.
Said on it. Yes, ma'am. On that pre-emulsion, you know, my neighbors have all this other weeds coming up already, right, all over my yard. But I got to put a pre-emulsion out because I don't want that all coming up in my yard.
What part of your yard? You mean in your lawn or your flower beds?
My lawn. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my lawn. Yeah. That's there's nothing else you can do, is it?
I mean, in lawns, I feel like that I can keep it mowed for about a month and then encourage the St. Augustine or Bermuda to grow, and they'll end up choking out the weeds.
Yeah, so, and every time you mow, you remove the seed heads, thus preventing more weeds from spreading too.
And so, but that is all contingent on how having healthy soils. Mm-hmm. So to me, there's these three ways to think about it. There's, of participating in the cycle of nature within the soil. There's like, you know, healthy, you know, nurturing, and there's disruptive, right? And pre-emergence are that. They're disruptive to the cycle of nature in the soil. And then there's destruction, which is what some kind of herbicides or fertilizers end up doing, is destroying that sort of cycle and that normal method. And so, you know, if you're participating in the cycle and really helping it along, the weeds actually are a lot less impactful. Some weeds won't even grow in healthy soil. Some weeds are just going to come up and go away, like this little poa, that little poa rye.
Smart weed.
Yeah, just keep it mowed. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what I've done in the past. But yeah, Ralph, you're right. You got one neighbor that's not taking care of their stuff, and it affects you. It's really kind of it's basically you've just given us a parable. You know what I mean? That's life, right?
That's it. You got to live with what you got. And I had my tree trim, my pecan tree, and my oak tree, and I got all my fruit trees coming out. But I've been using this mushroom mulch from down there at Madisonville. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy with it, but is that hurting anything, is the mushroom mulch?
No, it helps to build the structure of your soil. Sometimes mushroom mulch can rob the soil of nutrients because it's not fully decomposed. But
Yeah, another other mushroom mulches will have lots and lots of salt in it. And so over time, that salt will build up and start doing some poisoning and weakening of the soil. You know, you got to think of that as like if somebody offered you a bunch of soil that was a corn crop was grown in, right? You know, it's like, oh, we've been growing corn in this for 10 years. Do you want a load of it? What would you say, Ralph?
Yes. I get you.
Yeah, it's like it's like maybe that soil is depleted of nutrients. Maybe it's been kind of treated pretty badly. Well, that's kind of the same thing with the mulch that you would get that's mushroom substrate. But that's not always true, but it's mostly true. So just be aware of anything that an agricultural crop came out of, because a lot of times it's like a little iffy.
Yeah, I think, though, if you're already starting with a soil that's compacted, it isn't going to hurt to add those composts that aren't as great. Because they do help the structure a little bit.
No, I'm
and a lot of people deal with budgets. They can't always afford the higher end compost.
All right. I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. The mushroom substrate's not compost. That's something just to kind of be clear about. Compost is a process where a large group of microbes have broken down woody material. Mulch is finished and then delivered and then steam cleaned and then inoculated with one type of mushroom that it consumes everything it needs. So it's a little bit different. It's kind of like an alien attack, alien invasion. But I'm 100% with Anita. Sometimes it is great to use a lower quality compost, especially if you're doing a lawn treatment. So that is often true.
All right, I went to Walmart and picked up my mulch. I'm satisfied with all of that, but I just need to help my lawn out some more. It looks good. It's just a lot of work. Okay.
Absolutely, Ralph. Hey, thanks a lot, man. I'd encourage you to think about Anita's advice on humic acid or Humates Plus. It's a really great kind of easy to apply, goes a long way product you can add.
You can do it with a spreader too, the Humates Plus.
Exactly. It's kind of pelletized. You can get it out really easily. All right. Well, thanks a lot. 713-572-4610. Anita Nelson, Danny Milliken, Home Show Garden Pros.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting. Putting the wow back in your yard.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now. 713-572-4610.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. 713-572-4610. It's going to be a really gorgeous day today, which is good because if you've got chores to do, you probably need to get them done because, man, you're going to be busy. It's, you know, the big game is tomorrow, super game, the big bowl. I don't know if I can say Super Bowl or not, but that's what's tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, the Chiefs are playing the Niners. Who are you rooting for, Anita?
Neither.
Should we flip a coin or just not? You're not rooting for...
I have friends that live in near Kansas City, so I guess I'll root for them.
Okay, but there you go.
I'm not even going to watch the game, so...
Sure, sure. Yeah, it should be a fun game. Also, Groundhog Day.
Mm-hmm.
We get to see if winter's over, except we all know that in Houston, winter was over like late October.
Well, we had that one freeze in November.
Oh, right.
That one freeze may still be lurking out there.
It probably is. It probably is. And that really does kind of bring us to our thought
tomatoes.
That we're having. And that's tomatoes because it's a deal of a pickle. So, Anita, I have seen some beautiful gardening books. And, you know, you get to the where they're made and it's like England or California or, you know, northern Missouri. And, you know, all of them kind of say, okay, plant your tomatoes April 1st.
Right. Well, down here you plant them in February.
Okay, so do not wait to plant tomatoes till April 1st.
Mm-mm. Yeah, down here, February, and it's gambling. You're gambling when you plant tomatoes because we could have that late freeze. Late freezes have come down here as late as April, but usually not past February. And if a late freeze does come, you can do one of two things. Do like Danny did, cover your tomatoes or let them die and just buy some other ones.
But two options. But, mm-hmm. I mean, if the investment – like, you know, I'm not starting my – because I'll probably grow about 8 tomato plants,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, I know a lot of you out there are like, that's it. And a lot of you are like, whoa. So,
yeah.
But so I've got 4 in the ground now. And at this point, because they're still small, they're so easy to cover. I have, you know, like the plastic buckets and just flip them over, cover them with those plastic buckets. And it works really great. And then, you know, like this morning I got up and took the buckets off. And I, you know, it only got 42 at my house, but – it's like I'm better safe than sorry. But so what happens is tell us about when tomatoes flower and how they make their fruit. You know what I mean? Like the temperatures.
Well, they don't start fruiting until it warms up a little bit. And then when it gets too warm, they stop.
So there's a window.
Fruiting. They'll make flowers, but they won't make any fruit. So there's that window here and down here. Further north you go, they're going to fruit all summer long, but down here it gets too hot.
But so we can kind of guarantee that there is a end date to the tomato production. That could happen late June. It could happen early June.
Mm-hmm.
3 summers ago, we had the record highs in June, and you lost tomato production kind of right away.
Yes.
But it could go into July, but there is an end date
in
the summertime. And so for me, planting tomatoes in January or February 1st, you know, today is really smart because you really pull back that end date. You can't change the end date, but you can change the start date.
You can change the start date, and that's why we start them early.
So if you have mature tomatoes that can kind of be ready to start making fruit at that warm-up time,
yes,
you'll get fruit all the way through that hot-up time. But if you plant in April, your tomatoes will be mature right when it's too hot for fruit.
Yeah, you'll have a real short little window to
Yeah.
have some tomatoes. Even then, it's worth it, I think. just have some homegrown tomatoes.
Yeah, that's I'm with you 100%. What are there any kind of like fertilizer that you like or tips and tricks that you would apply to tomato growing?
Well, last year I tried an experiment. I tried growing a tomato in pure Nature's Way compost. And it was really interesting because the tomato didn't really grow as vigorously as it would be in soil, but it produced the best tasting tomatoes I've ever had down here.
Yeah.
Up north, you know, tomatoes taste a whole different than they do down here.
That's so funny.
It
tastes
more like the northern tomatoes.
Yeah. That's really interesting.
So,
I wonder, like, so it had plenty of nutrients, but maybe a little too much water or something like that.
I don't know what. I think there was a mineral that wasn't quite there that was for the foliage production.
Mm.
So this year I'm going to really work in a lot more Nature's Way compost, use more of the and I did use why can't I think
expanded
of
expanded shale?
Well, I used expanded shale. Yes, I did. But I also fertilized with MicroLife.
Okay.
So I'll just mix more soil into it this year.
Yeah. The one thing that I always do with tomatoes is I clear off the bottom. I make the bottom foot or so, foot and a half, is all I get rid of all the leaves and branches that are down there because that's where the humidity really gets the worst, and tomatoes and humidity aren't a match.
You know, the best tomato production I ever had was I cut the bottoms out of pots and I just set them on top of the ground, filled them with a potting soil type mix, planted tomatoes in that, and they grew like crazy like that.
That's awesome.
They
That's
did
so
great.
Interesting.
And I put them in the middle of the lawn.
Oh, fun.
So I had these little pillars of – and they were in cages.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that. So I really need to do that again because it really worked well.
Yeah, and you get roots down the lawn. That's kind of cool.
Yes.
So Anita Nelson of Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, what's happening up at the nursery these days?
Well, we're getting ready to really expand our bagged goods selection.
Okay.
Because when you come to any independent nursery like all of ours in our co-op and you buy bagged goods, there's always going to be somebody loaded into your car.
That's right.
And that's the best thing I think about going to independent nurseries, because when you're me and I can lift a 40-pound bag but barely anymore, it's so nice to have somebody loaded in your car. And you go
Absolutely.
To the other places, they you can't get anybody loaded into your car. So we're really expanding that to help gardeners be able to amend and get their soils better and make it easier for them to get those products to their home. So we're expanding that. We're re-landscaping. We're redoing our whole water garden area. And well, every winter we do it. We always change up our nursery every winter.
Yeah.
Because we like to do that.
No, sure.
It's
so now's the winter change, and then
winter change.
Soon.
Yes.
Last time I went there, you guys had such a beautiful herb selection.
Mm-hmm.
I was really impressed with that.
We always have a good herb selection because herbs and water gardening go hand in hand. Water gardening is wet and herb gardening is dry, and always around a water garden is a lot of stone and rock, and it creates
gotcha.
This dry microclimate that
That's
herbs
so cool.
love.
Yeah.
So we've always had a great selection of herbs.
That is awesome. Well, so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, great place to go today. It's a beautiful spot. It really is like a little amusement park. You know, it's like a great family destination. So.
It is. Feeding the fish is always a lot of fun.
It's so
There's
fun.
One fish at Nelson's. That is the friendliest fish.
Oh, wow.
And it will almost let you put your hand, its mouth isn't that big, but you can get two fingers into its mouth.
That's
He's
so
just
funny.
Real super friendly.
That's awesome. Maybe it's magical.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks, Anita.
Thank you.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Home Show Garden Pros back here on 610 AM talking gardening, answering gardening questions. And now is the Ask the Yard Geek time. So the Yard Geek is here with us, Bob Patterson from Southwest Fertilizer. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Having a great time. Having a great time answering some good gardening questions.
Sounds like it. Good.
All right. Now your turn. This is a good one, actually. We got a great question from Jeff. So Jeff likes to grow his own veggies from seeds this year, and Jeff has heard that you have quite a selection. Is it time to plant? What should he do to get started on growing some seeds?
Well, yes, Jeff, we are fully stocked, believe me, on all kinds of seeds here. We got them in packages of Burpee and Northrop King. We got a great selection there. But our big attraction here in the store, and Danny, I think you'll agree, is our bulk bin.
I love it.
That thing is full of fresh seed, a great selection of vegetables and herbs that you can choose from. You buy it by the scoop. A lot more affordable, let's just put it that way.
Cost-effective.
There you go. There you go. Thank you. But it's a great selection. A lot of people like that and compliment us on that. So, yes, this is a great month to get started on your seeds. You probably want to start them inside where you can control the soil temperature a little bit. You need to have warm soil, about 72 degrees, to germinate a lot of these seeds. Once you get these seedlings started, getting growing pretty well, at the beginning of March, you can take them out and put them in your garden, and they'll do much better and perform for you. So just all you got to do is transplant and just work them in, and they'll take off for you. So, yes, we do have a great selection, and I appreciate the question.
Absolutely, absolutely. One thing I like about the bulk seeds is I can get a little bit or a lot.
That's right. We can do a scoop. It's a lot. I mean,
it really is.
Just a really tiny garden, you probably want to go the package way. But if you're doing any kind of community garden or neighborhood garden or whatever, the bulk seed, the little scoop will give you a great amount, or you can just get a half a scoop, whatever you want.
Heck yeah. All right, well, thanks so much, Bob.
Okay, if anybody's got a yard problem, please grab a picture or sample and stop by here at Southwest Fertilizer. We have organic and synthetic solutions to fit any budget. We're easy to find, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or email me at yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.